Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. This is the show that brings you the best content, ideas, tools, and resources to help you live a richer life. Today, we're going to cover a somewhat depressing topic, which is what happens when you get into financial trouble and can't pay a debt. If you've ever been in this situation, or maybe you know someone who struggled with debt, you know how terrible it is. But what you may not know is that the statute of limitations on debt gives you certain protections from getting into legal trouble. In this episode, I'll explain what the statute of limitations on debt is and why you must understand it before paying any amount of old debt. I'll also review four options to consider if you're not sure how to handle an unpaid debt. The statute of limitations is a legal term that refers to the time period when some legal action may be taken. In other words, it's a strict deadline for filing a lawsuit. When it comes to your personal finances, there's a statute of limitations for how long a debt collector or creditor can bring legal action against you to recover certain types of unpaid debts. It varies depending on the state where you live, what's specified in your credit contract, and the type of debt you have. For example, the statute of limitations for credit card debt may be as long as 10 years in a few states, but most are in the range of 3 to 6 years. And some types of debts, such as federal student loans and income taxes, don't have a statute of limitations because you're actually never off the hook for them. After the statute of limitations on a debt expires, it's considered a time-barred debt. However, in most states, a debt collector can still attempt to collect a time-barred debt from you for as long as they want. They can call you, send you letters, within legal limits, of course. If you're interested in learning more about how to handle a debt collector, I did a show a couple of years ago called The Law About Debt Collections Harassment. It's episode number 314. It'll give you tips for how to deal with a collector and still stay within your rights. What you need to know is that even if the statute of limitations has expired on an old debt, a court may still rule against you if you don't appear and use the statute of limitations as your defense. So never, ever ignore a lawsuit for an unpaid debt. It's still your responsibility to prove that the statute of limitations has expired and that there's been no activity on an old account. What's really tricky about the statute of limitations on debt is that there are different rules for when it starts and stops. For instance, in some states, it begins when you first become delinquent. In others, the clock restarts at day one anytime you take a, quote, action on the account. This might include simply acknowledging that an old debt is yours to a collector, promising a payment, entering into a payment agreement, or making a payment. Reviving or re-aging an old debt means that you've restarted the statute of limitations, and now the collector can sue you for the full amount. That could obviously put you in a worse position than if you hadn't taken any action to begin with. This is why it's so incredibly important to know the law in your state or to consult with an attorney before speaking to a debt collector about an old debt or making a partial payment. In the show notes, I'll include links to the statute of limitations for debt in all 50 states. Just visit the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com and look for episode number 398 called The Statute of Limitations and Four Options for Old Debt. When it comes to unpaid debt, be sure you don't confuse the statute of limitations with the length of time that it stays on your credit reports. These are two completely different time limits and are often misunderstood. The credit reporting time limit is the maximum amount of time the credit bureaus can include negative information, such as late payments and accounts in collection, on your credit report. It's generally 7 years, except for certain types of bankruptcies, which can remain there for up to 10 years. So even if you pay off a delinquent debt or the statute of limitations expires, most debt will not be removed from your credit report until 7 years after the date it first became past due. If you have an old time-barred debt, you may wonder if you should pay it. I recommend weighing your options very carefully and even speaking with an attorney before choosing one of the following four options. Option number one, pay off the debt in full. Even if the statute of limitations has expired on an old debt, you may still decide to pay it. Many people believe that they have a moral obligation to pay their debts, even after struggling through a financial hardship. I can't make that decision for you because everyone's life and financial situation is different. You're the only one who really knows if you truly can or can't afford to pay a debt. When it comes to your credit reports, as I previously mentioned, paying off an old debt doesn't make its history disappear. An account less than 7 years old will remain on your report, even if it's paid in full. However, the current status changes from unpaid to paid, which can help improve your credit. Option number two, settle the debt for less. If you want to pay a debt, but you don't want to pay the full amount, many collectors are willing to settle for less. For instance, if you owe $10,000, you might offer to pay $6,000 in one lump sum, or $8,000 over time in a series of payments. The creditor is likely to negotiate as high a settlement as possible, so always start with a low initial offer. Then make sure you get the agreed-upon terms in writing before you make any payment. A settlement agreement should state that your partial payment settles the entire debt in full and releases you from any further obligation. If you don't get this in writing first, your payment could be considered a partial payment, reviving the statute of limitations in some states. When you settle a debt, the account will show as settled on your credit report for the remainder of its 7-year history. This indicates that the debt was not paid in full, as originally agreed, and will have a negative effect on your credit scores. So remember that settling a debt is better for your credit than leaving it unpaid, but it's not as good as paying it off in full.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion. and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Option number 3, make a debt partial payment. If your financial situation has changed for the better, you may decide to begin making payments on an old debt. Again, remember that in some states, paying any amount of a time-barred debt restarts a brand new statute of limitations period. That means you give up your legal protection because the collector would be able to sue you in order to recover the full amount of debt. Your credit report will always indicate that a debt became delinquent or went into collections, even if you begin making payments. However, once you pay it off and the account status shows paid, your credit has a chance to improve. And option number 4, pay nothing on the debt. If you don't pay a debt, you still owe it, even after the statute of limitations expires or it falls off your credit reports. That means a collector can continue to contact you indefinitely to try to collect it, even if they can't sue you. Having an unpaid debt on your credit report is obviously very bad for your credit. It can make it difficult or more expensive to get new credit, insurance, certain utilities, or even to rent an apartment. So, what I want you to take away from this episode is that you need to consider both the statute of limitations and your credit when deciding how to handle debt. Also, understand how easy it could be to inadvertently revive an old debt and give a creditor much more time to file a lawsuit against you. For these reasons, I encourage you to get legal help so you can consider all your options for unpaid debt and make the best decision for your financial future. And if you know someone who's struggling with debt right now, you might want to send him or her this episode. Before we go, I want to thank you for continuing to submit your money questions on the Money Girl Facebook page and using the contact page at lauradadams.com. I read every one and try to answer as many as I can. Also, your reviews on iTunes have been awesome. Thank you so much. I love seeing your comments. But more importantly, the reviews help new listeners find the show and get the financial information and inspiration they need. TechGirl73 says, "Fantastic advice. This is one of the best value-added podcasts available. Fantastic audio quality and layout. Don't settle for less. Subscribe and you will not be disappointed." TechGirl73, you seriously made my day. Thank you. And Leo the Lioness says, "Big fan. Laura came to my school and did a finance lecture for undergrads. She's knowledgeable and professional. I've listened to numerous podcasts and recently bought her book, Smart Moves to Grow Rich." Thank you so much, Leo. I was honored to speak on your campus, and I can't thank you enough for buying the book. You rock. Cha-ching. That's all for now. Talk to you next week. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.